his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness. This is Apostle. I want to thank God for this day he has made. Oh, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, today's program is special. We just finished a powerful crusade in Apostle Lewis, where God did mighty things for his glory. I can't complain, but give God praise for what he did. I'll be coming to Vero Beach, March 16th. Mark your calendar. And also, I've been in Aiken, the 24th and 25th. The information is on our website. Go check it out. Next month, I'm going to be in Aiken. Also, I'm going to be in Lincolnton. To God be the glory for what he's doing. These crusades are very expensive. We need and want to encourage you to partner with us. You could give $1 a day, or you could give a one-time seed, or you could become a monthly partner and help us in advancing the gospel. We want to do crusades in stadiums. We want to pack stadiums up. Only Jesus could bring that to people, but we have to step up by faith. So your partnership and your support will be a blessing. To God be the glory. See what's happening in Venezuela, see what's happening in Washington, D.C. People are ready to hear the gospel. These are the last days. Go to pyvineyard.net and become a partner today. So let's enjoy this broadcast. I want to show you the power of God so your faith can rise and believe God for your breakthrough. This is Apostle with Piercing Darkness Show. Submit your prayer request by calling our prayer line, and our prayer counselor is ready to take your prayer request, and I'm going to stand with you in faith. God bless you. Enjoy this broadcast. I'll be back to pray with you. I'm out of time, but before I go, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. If you don't know Jesus, simply say after me, "Oh Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin. I admit I was born a sinner. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior, and I'm born again." If you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. To God be the glory for what he's about to do in this year, 2019. Read your Bible and pray. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram, search under Apostle Ronald Solly. And also you can be able to attend one of our special services or events, and God will bless you as you grow spiritually. Have a blessed week. We'll see you next week.
God is going to equip you, and God's going to deposit something in your soul. So when you go back, wherever you came from, you're going to go back shining like Moses was shining when he came off the mountain. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited to see all of you here. We have people that traveled all the way from Virginia to come and be with us here. These brothers, come say hi to the people, brother. One of you guys, yes. All of you, they traveled from Virginia to come to this meeting. Clap to Jesus for that.
Praise God. Yeah, we heard about it, and we had to make a ride. It was a seven-hour trip, and we came down here, man, and it was a big blessing. You know, he found out about it online, and, I mean, it's just been, you know, a huge blessing to see, you know, the works of the Lord. And, you know, we plan on taking this back home, you know, spread the glory. Start a fire for the Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
I just want to give a thanks to God and say, God's not dead, people. Our God's alive. His kingdom is alive. He loves us, and he's going to show how much he loves us tonight. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's amazing to see all of you wonderful people in the house of God, and I'm so humbled to be standing here to let God speak through me to bring the word to you, because I believe, you see, people are so precious to God. Souls are so precious to him that he will do everything he can to bring them to the place where he wants them to be. It's the lie from the enemy that always comes to minds of people, say, well, God doesn't care about what you're going through. No, God really cares, and he loves you, and he wants to show you that he cares. You know, last Sunday I was speaking in Dera Beach, and the Lord told me, tell my people I want to take care of their needs. I said, Lord, you want me to talk about this? He said, yeah, that's what I want to tell them. I want to take care of their need. And I said, Lord, I'm going to do it. That's all I had to say. God wants to be your daddy. He wants to take care of you. He wants you to be comfortable with him. Somebody say amen. Because he is your daddy. Somebody say amen. He's your father in heaven, and he wants to show you care. So I'm not going to take too much time, but I'm going to share some few things here that are going to enlighten your soul and your spirit to function in the blessing. Father, bless this word as I share your word. Bring light in Jesus' name. Amen. It says in verse 28, chapter 2, Joel chapter 2 and verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I'll show wonders in heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. Father, bless this word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now is the time. The title of my message is Now is the Time. This is the hour we've been waiting for. The Lord is coming back soon. And the signs we see, if you turn on the news today, you're going to be shocked every day. Something is happening that is really crazy. I mean, people drowning in Korea, flights disappearing, earthquakes, calamities everywhere. We see all these manifestations that the Lord talks about that will happen before he returns. But also God talks about pouring his spirit upon all flesh. He talks about demonstration of the spirit and power in such a tremendous way. We also believe God for revivals. While the enemy is doing his evil thing, the believer, the child of God, is to arise and shine the light of God. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible also says that the glory of the latter church shall be greater than the former. So we know that God wants to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So he says it shall come to pass afterward. So regardless of what you've gone through in life, I got some good news for you. The Holy Spirit is about to be poured out in such a tremendous way. Now, God fills us with the Spirit so he can pour out his spirit upon all flesh. The two ways you have to identify this scripture. First of all, God wants you to be practical in your faith, putting your faith in action. How do we allow what God has embedded in us to manifest? Because it says in his word, greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in this world. How do we manifest what has been bestowed upon us? How do we manifest it? So, it starts with confession. Once you open your mouth and say something, you create an atmosphere. If you say something negative, the enemy is empowered. If you say something positive, God is released into your situation. So, death and life are in your tongue. But when you confess, so we have to become prophetic people. We have to become apostolic-minded people. We have to have a mindset of conquering and possessing the land. We cannot be passive anymore. We have to be ready to take the land for the Lord. We can't be afraid to speak things that God wants us to speak. We can't be afraid to say what God wants us to say. We can't be afraid to bring the truth. Somebody say amen. You see, all you need is to have the wisdom of God to deliver this package, because God wants to empower you to prosper. God wants to speak through your prosperity and your blessing. Above all things, God wants us to prosper. Everybody say, it's the will of God for me to prosper in his will. So we have been given the Spirit of God so we can rule and have dominion and have authority. You're not just working in the bank. Maybe you're a clerk, or you work in a bank, or you're a teller, or you're a manager. You're not just there in a bank for the sake of being in a bank to make a paycheck. You are there to supervise, to make sure that things are being done right in the spirit in the place. Whatever department you represent or you're in, if you are a manager or if you're in school, every place God has put you in, you are a point of contact with heaven to make sure things are being done in the right way. You say, well, I never thought that. Now you know it. Somebody say hallelujah. Never underestimate how God works through you. God, is the room too cold? You guys okay with this temperature? Thank you. If we identify that the Spirit of God has come upon us, then we must be ready to demonstrate the Holy Spirit. Now, if you have somewhere to write these points down, God will not move unless the Spirit of God is reverenced. One time I was worshiping God and he gave me this song, Holy Spirit, we reverence you. I said, what? People don't teach about this because they focus on the power. Because the power of God will manifest whenever we say the name of Jesus. His power is present. But he began to show me the power of reverencing the Holy Spirit. When we reverence him, we begin to enter into the place where he marinates us and prepares us for the Lord. Because that's what he came to do here, is to get us ready for the Lord. You must be ready for the Lord. So the Spirit of God has to be reverenced. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. And that's why the Lord says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. So we begin to reverence him. As we reverence him and surrender to him, he begins to take us into the place where God wants us to be. So he says he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. It shall come to pass that I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Now, in this concept, in this scripture, we see the manifestations that happen after the Spirit of God has been poured out. We see prophecy. We see dreams. Dreams that are from the Lord. We also see the harvest. Now Satan doesn't want the Spirit of God to be poured out. So what he does is to release religious spirits that attack intimacy. One of the main focus of the religious spirit is to fight your intimacy with God. Because God does not want us to put him in a box and limit him. God wants us to be open to instructions. When the Lord gave the command to Noah to build an ark, he gave him the precise measurement how he wanted it to be. Religion doesn't function like that. Religion wants to tell God, this is how you're supposed to do it. But how are you going to tell God how to run his kingdom? He's the one that made the kingdom, so you don't tell him how to run his kingdom. So religious spirits are the ones that are resisting intimacy. And that's why you find that when you become intimate with the Lord in your heart, you begin to face persecution from religious spirits. Why? Because they're trying to attack your confidence. Because once the light of God is shining on you and you are in the spirit and you're being led by the spirit and the promptings of the spirit are right on and you're in tune with him, the enemy begins to attack that intimacy. He wants to mess up with your perception. You see this happen when the disciples were with Jesus. The Lord left them for a little bit, went to seek his father, spend time with the father in fellowship. And when he came back, he was walking on water. So when they saw him coming down, walking on water, They said, it's a ghost. How are you going to say it's a ghost? The man that you're with, he fed thousands of people, and now you're calling him a ghost. Satan attacked their perception. It's the intention of the enemy to attack your perception. When your perception is attacked, you begin to think of the Lord as something else. We should never lose our perception of who God is. Religion wanted to limit him that, oh, well, I know he can do miracles, but the only thing he can do is just feed thousands of hungry people. That's it. Well, he can walk on water too. That's a new dimension. So now, if he's not limited just to feeding the hungry, he can walk on water. So we have to be ready to adjust our perception into surrender mode. But why did they question and question and question? Because the enemy had distorted their perception. This brings me to the next point I want to give you. The Lord will never fail to glorify himself in any situation or challenge we face if we trust him. He will never fail to glorify himself in any situation we're dealing with if we trust him. God is glorified when you overcome, when you triumphantly defeat the enemy, when you have a praise report. It brings glory to him. Whenever people come to me and tell me about their problems, I tune into the spirit to hear what God has to say. Some problems are scary. I mean, some things that in the mind will just shut down. Because I deal with unusual critical cases. Very, very unusual critical cases that people bring for prayer. That the mind can't even understand how are you going to deal with this. But deep within my heart, I know when the Spirit of God is speaking. And I know God is going to glorify himself in a situation. So that's where I withdraw from. So I don't withdraw from the mind, I withdraw from him. Intimacy. You have to be intimate with the Lord in your heart so you can know his ways. The Spirit of the Lord wants to reveal to you great and mighty things that God can do. And about the Lord, God is so precious. The Lord is so real, more real to me than the people I see right now. I always tell people that he's more real because the natural eye is limited. Your natural eye can only see to a certain extent. And when your natural eye begins to focus on the things we see in this world, and we come to conclusion that that's all that has ever been and shall be, then we limit ourselves. That's why you find that religious spirit and also the worldly mindset despises the things of God and how God operates. But when we stay in tune and allow his presence and his anointing, and when we're in the glory of his presence, and that atmosphere begins to affect how we see things. So the word impossible doesn't exist in the glory realm. In the realm of glory, all things are what? Possible. Time is not a factor in the glory realm. That's why you find a very old lady like Elizabeth, a very old lady like Sarah in the Bible, able to carry a child. Time is not what? A factor when it comes to the glory of his presence. You could have worked in this company for 20 years and they've never given you a bonus. But once you walk in the glory of God, things could shift and favor will come upon you. And you could be given a bonus that is worth 200 years of pay within a split moment. You say, how can that happen? God can make it happen. God can make it happen. So I don't just want to give you my words. I'm going to show you from the scripture how we can withdraw in the glory realm and how we can speak in the glory realm and declare things in the glory realm. He says he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. He wants to teach you his ways. He wants to give you instruction. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give you counsel. It says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they that hunger, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Did you hear that statement? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Why is the enemy bringing offense to you constantly? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why is the enemy trying to bring offense to you constantly? Because he wants to corrupt your heart. When you're pure in heart, nothing can stop you from seeing God. It's a conspiracy. That's why you face persecution. You imagine that every time you have an encounter with God and you have a breakthrough, something's going to try to come and bring offense to you, get you offended, get you upset. I mean, rising up persecution against you, false accusations, lies from the pit of hell, the enemy telling lies about you. You come from a deep experience with God in prayer and worshiping God, and then you get a crazy dream. And you wonder, where did this dream come from? It's a counterattack. Why? Because the enemy doesn't want you to have a pure heart. He says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Watch this. When you have purity in your heart, there's going to be peace. The peace that God gives us is the peace that passes all understanding. You can't make peace unless the Prince of Peace is in you. Hallelujah. If the Prince of Peace is in you, then you're going to make peace. Somebody say hallelujah. That's how God speaks. That's how God works. He orders our footsteps right to the right stream. People are troubled everywhere, from the White House to the Zero House. They are troubled. You ask yourself, why is there trouble? It's everywhere because Satan is the author of trouble. He's the author of confusion. It says, verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Wow. So the kingdom of heaven comes at a price of persecution. When you're in the glory realm, you're going to be persecuted. But none of these persecutions can challenge the wealth of his presence, the wealth of his glory, the weight of his glory, the abundance in it. That's why you see these persecutions cannot stop you. Why? Because the Lord is anointed you. He has graced you. He has empowered you. He has put his spirit upon you. He has clothed you with his glory. So the enemy cannot stop you. All he does is try to intimidate you. I like what it says in verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know why you're sitting in the service for all these hours? Because you're hungry for God. That blesses him when he sees that hunger in you. Paying the price, driving hours to come to a service. That is hunger. It doesn't just, when God sees that in you, he really begins to prepare wealth in the kingdom. Because you're paying the price. He begins to prepare wealth in the kingdom, and he begins to show you great and mighty things. It says in Jeremiah, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 3. Before we read chapter 3, we're going to turn to 30. Thank you. Chapter 30 in verse 17. I need to read that for someone here, because someone here, you got to hear this. That's what the Lord is speaking to you about, something very powerful. God says, I'll restore. Hallelujah. That's mine. I take it. For I'll restore health and do thee, and I'll heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this Zion whom no man seeketh after. Wow. Restoration is on the package tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to restore you today. Have you lost something? You're getting it back. Have you lost something? You're getting it back in double portion. In the name of Jesus. Have you lost your passion? You're getting it back today. Have you lost your zeal for God? You're getting it back. Have you been bleeding in your wound, in your soul? You're going to get back the healing, the restoration. Your first love is being rekindled right now. Somebody say, I believe and I receive it. Say one more time, I believe and I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, restore me. 100%. In the name of Jesus. I believe and I receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. Whatever the locust ate, you're getting it back. Whatever the locust ate, you're getting it back. Whatever the devils ate, you're getting it back. Whatever those enemy attacked and stole from you in your dream, you're getting it back. In the name of Jesus. He is bringing it back. The Lord is going to make the enemy pay back what he stole from you. With interest too, in Jesus' name. Somebody say hallelujah. With interest. Say, I'm getting back with interest. In the name of Jesus. Call him seven times. Call him seven times. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. This is your word. Hallelujah. Believe it. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. It says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things, oh hallelujah, which thou knowest not. Everybody says, show me mighty things. Somebody say hallelujah. Listen to this. You're going to watch the enemy flee from you. Those three lepers saw it. The enemy fled before them. God multiplied their footsteps. Watch this. Even your family members that laughed at you, they're going to come to you for advice. They call you an outcast. You ready for this? Some family members call you an outcast. They're going to say, you're really blessed. Pray for me because I'm the outcast. You don't need to get upset about what they said about you. You need to celebrate because they just launched you into your blessing. Hallelujah. They just pushed you into your destiny. They just pushed you into your breakthrough. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. God is true. Hallelujah. Your blessing is here. Your miracle is here. Your prayer has been answered. Your cry has been heard. Somebody say, I believe and I receive it. God has heard your cry. It's time to take authority over the enemy in the name of Jesus. I just heard this. It's time to enlarge our territory. Enlarge your territory. Enlarge your territory. It's time to expand. It's time to expand. It's time to increase. It's time to multiply. It's time to take back what the devil stole from you.
and I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. The devil lied to you for a long time. He told you your life is going to be miserable. He told you you will never prosper. He told you you're going to stay in that state. He lied to you. God says, no. It's time for you to increase. It's time for you to multiply. It's time for you to take back what the devil stole from you. It's time for you to have dominion, to function in authority. You have authority as a believer to shut the devil down. You have authority as a believer to take back what is stolen from you, to take back your family, to take back your children, to take back your joy. Somebody say, I believe and I receive it.
Everybody say, the word has come to me and I've received it. Now I'm ready for the results. Somebody say, amen. You see, the Lord wants to be challenged, and whenever he's challenged, he will do great things. Let me tell you something. When we call him, we don't just call him like we're calling somebody who doesn't know what to do. I don't call God like I'm calling a doctor. I don't call God like I'm calling a lawyer. I don't call God like I'm calling the president of the United States. I call him like I'm calling my only answer, my only hope, my only option. I have no other option but him. Someone say hallelujah. So I call him God. He's the only one I have. Someone say hallelujah. You know, the enemy you're facing, the enemy that is coming against you, he will not move because of technology. He will move because of God. He's scared of God. He cannot resist God. He can't stop him. He runs away from him. When we call God, he's going to show us great and mighty things. God wants to show you things that you never knew. He's going to speak to you in dreams. He's going to speak to you in visions. He's going to bring word. He's going to bring confirmation. Not only is he going to show you things in the spirit, he's going to show you things in the natural. Now watch this. When we talk about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, people losing weight, hair growing, cancers dissolved, we talk about cripple walking, we talk about the dead being raised. Those are manifestations of his power. Now watch this. Not only is God going to manifest himself in these last days through signs and wonders, but it's also going to manifest himself in the area of wealth transfer. People have a problem believing this, but let me tell you something. You can't trust anything out there, but you can. When it comes to wealth, you have to trust God. You have to what? Trust God. Simple as that. Because only him can never get a virus. Somebody say hallelujah. The bank could be hit with a virus, wipe out all your savings. But God can never be hit with a virus. And nothing is going to wipe out all the savings. While you are worshiping, you are depositing some savings in the bank. Hallelujah. While you're on the carpet crying out to God, you are depositing in heaven. Hallelujah. Nothing can wipe it away. While you feed the poor, while you feed the hungry, while you help people, you are depositing in a place where no virus can wipe out all records of what you did. Somebody say hallelujah. That's why the scripture makes it very clear. If God be for me, who can be against me? No devil in hell. No devil in hell. I just have, give me 2 minutes before I finish the thing. He says, this is what he says. In verse 6, behold, I'll bring it health and cure, and I'll cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I'll cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. Watch this. The Lord does not only heal, but brings cure. You know, a woman came to for prayer because she's HIV positive. And I prayed for her. I rebuked the spirit of death. Because you have to deal with the strong man. So I cast out death, I rebuke death, and I also prayed for her healing from the virus. I told her, go check yourself. Go right, go to the doctor and come back and tell me what the doctor says. She went for a checkup. And she came back. This doctor said, well, they did a test. They found that it had dropped to 500%. That means it dropped to 50%. The virus, they couldn't find much of it because it used to be a lot. It had dropped down to 50%. I said, wow. Praise God. I said, listen to me. You know, God already took it out that day when I prayed for you. But all you have to do is come and plug into the anointing. He says, how do I do that? I said, just worship him. That's how you get plugged in. He says, wow. So I just had a plug. I said, yeah. She said, I'm right on. She plugged in and was worshiping. And she said, she did something crazy. She said, you know what? Put me on the choir list. I'm in the choir. I said, yeah. Now, you know, God, you can't stand in the glory and that HIV virus survive. It can't. It cannot breathe in the glory. I said, it cannot breathe in the glory. She went back again for the check. It had dropped down to 25%. I said, I said, stay plugged in. I said, okay. Boom, she continued to worship God. Went back again and said, they can't find nothing. I said, They cannot find what? No virus at all. Glory to God. And not only did God take the virus out, God brought a man. This man proposed to her. They got married. They have two babies. Beautiful, healthy, very healthy babies. Somebody say hallelujah. God took the virus out, blessed her with a husband, with two beautiful babies. Very healthy. I mean, when you look at these children, you will say, what in the world? They're so healthy, amazingly so healthy. That's what God can do. When you're in his presence, he can bring cure and take everything out. We receive our answers when we're in the glory instantly, and the manifestations will come. Now, some manifestations are instant, some are gradual. Learn how to stay connected to the source of life. Learn how to stay in his presence and remain faithful to him. Before I finish, when the Lord begins to bless you, he expects you to make this statement. And these statements, write them down. They're so powerful. They work for me. They're going to work for you. Father, I give you praise. Lord, I give you praise. Never stop saying that word. As much as possible. Let me tell you the benefits of that. When you give God praise, it becomes your culture. Culture is how we think. An atmosphere. The atmosphere sustained brings a culture. If the atmosphere is sustained, it brings what? It brings a culture. Now watch this. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. Begin to say, Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you praise. As you say those words, Lord, I give you praise. The atmosphere is going to change. In your car, in your home, wherever you are, it's going to change. It's going to change. The devil doesn't want to stay around there. Maybe your teenager is acting like a devil. Because the teenager is going through identity crisis. One time they want to be like this. Next minute they want to be like this. Just the Father, I give you praise. Hallelujah. To you be the glory. I give you praise. I give you praise. They're going to change because of the atmosphere. Powerful statement. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you praise. You're driving and you're running into traffic. You're running it on your pavement. Lord, I give you praise. I give you praise. Lord, I give you praise. Sometime, you know, you have to know how to say those words when things are going well, when challenges are facing you. Say, Lord, I give you praise, because you're setting the atmosphere. That atmosphere will go and deal with the invisible powers you don't see. It will crush them in Jesus' name. The next statement you have to make, this is a powerful statement. One time the Lord summoned me And when I said the word, someone like, you know, he will come and give people breakthroughs or speak, but he allowed me to enter into that realm and experience something unusual. I don't talk about this as much as, I usually don't talk about things like this, but when he reminds me, I'm going to quote it. That way, you know what I'm talking about. The Spirit of the Lord took me in the glory realm, and I was not here. I was in a place that I cannot explain to you with physicality words that you can say, but it was deep in the heavens. And when I was there, the Spirit of God was speaking to me something very powerful about the Lord. You can't see the Holy Ghost, but I knew he was right there next to me. He was speaking to me. And while he was talking to me, suddenly the Lord appears. And I was face to face with the Lord. And then I had the Father speak. I had his voice, and he told me something about Jesus that I never knew. And let me tell you something. The Father loves the Lord. I saw it that day, and I'll never forget that as long as I live. And you saw me here worshiping God. All these meetings, they're about Jesus. From the time they start until they finish, they're about who? Jesus. Jesus is so precious to the Father. I could hear him speak. I did not see him, but I knew, because my sheep hear my voice. I had the Father speak to me about his son Jesus. And the Spirit of God gave me a revelation of what the Lord was showing me, what the Father was telling me, because I had him speak. And the Spirit of God was inspiring me, communing with me. And he told me something very powerful about the Lord. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise belongs to him. What shocked me the most is that most preachers and most Christians, they tend to limit Christ to that area whereby we say he was the son of a carpenter, born of a virgin woman called Mary. He died for our sins. Yes, but he's bigger than just being a savior. He reigns. He rules. Let nobody ever make you question who Jesus is. He is the King of glory. And you have to be proud of him. Love the Lord with all your heart. Nobody should ever stop you from loving the Lord. Not your wife, not your husband, not your mother, not your father, not your friends. Nobody should ever stop you from loving Jesus. Nobody should ever stop you. He is so real. And the Father loves his son. And God knows those that love him. Some of the things he told me, I can't say. But I want to help you understand this. Religion is God's enemy. Religion has been distorting the message of Jesus. We have to keep it simple. Jesus is Lord. Do you know at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow? Not just here on earth, but every knee, all around. The Father, when he spoke to me, because I had it clear, I know. Not many times do you hear him talk. Listen to me. Most of you here that are here tonight, God has already dropped something in your spirit. Your perception is changing. You are a point of contact to stir up fire in people's lives around your area of influence. I never knew. I read the scripture. I had people preach. You hear that word, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are one? It is more than that word one. They're more than one. They're one, but the word one cannot describe it. You can't, how do you explain it from the spiritual realm? You can't explain it. They're so much one that nothing can divide them. Satan cannot divide them. Hell cannot divide them. They're so much one. Somebody say hallelujah. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are what? One. One in accord, one in everything. They can never say we are tired of each other. They can't talk bad about each other. They are so much. Someone say hallelujah. God is so powerful that no devil in hell can ever defeat him. He has exalted the name of Jesus above even his name. We can never put Jesus down. We're supposed to pull him up. Pull him up. Pull him up. Pull him up, your cancer. Pick him up and put him above your HIV. Put him above everything. Above everything. The name is above everything. The name is above all problems. Somebody say hallelujah. It is Jesus. I can't explain it. I don't have words to explain to you. In simplicity, let me say this. God loves you so much that nothing can ever separate you from his love. The miracles God's going to do in the next few minutes here, there to manifest his love. Then he showed me something unusual. He showed me a Muslim man. I said, Lord, what is this Muslim? What? They need to hear the gospel. They need what? They don't know the Lord. They're worshiping devils. We know the Lord. That's why you should never, ever backslide. Listen to me. That's a treason. You cannot walk away from the Lord. Who are you going to turn to if you walk away from the Lord? Who are you going to go to? Who are you going to turn to? Who are you going to turn to if you leave the Lord? I know you're going through a lot, but you can never leave the Lord. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, Jesus is right there where you are. He's right in your heart. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Never. Walk away from the Lord. Say, Lord, how do I do it? Simply tell him, Lord, I am in covenant with you. You know what that means? Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Whatever's trying to touch you is touching the Lord. Don't mess with my God, devil. You're messing with trouble. Don't you mess with God. You're messing with trouble. Trouble. When you go home in your private time, I don't have time to continue preaching, but when you go home in your private time, continue to study those scriptures I gave you. And just continue to study about Jesus Christ and get to know him. Get to know him more and more. Because he's so loving and so kind and very understanding. The Lord understands you very well. You know, he's very understanding and very compassionate. When I saw the love that God had for this Muslim, I said, what in the world? Muslim? But if they don't hear the gospel, they're going to be destroyed in their sin. Sin tries to tell. You see, every time there's a hurricane or there is a tornado, people blame God. They get angry at God. Listen to me. God will never violate man's will. We make a choice. Do you know the angels are ready to help you the moment you say, Lord, help me. The moment the Lord help me, the angels are right there. Right there. I said, really? Yes. How do you make decisions? You see, me being in this position, I've made decisions every moment. Sometimes people, they brought a womb, a baby to me. This is shocking. A little child, probably 2 months, I don't even remember how old the baby was. The baby could not breathe. The baby had a tube tied somewhere into the body. They poked the baby, put something in the tube. She had some stuff. This baby boy could not breathe normally. Every time he breathed, noise. It was a very strange noise. Very strange noise coming out of this baby, the way this baby was breathing. And I looked at the baby, and my heart, I couldn't take it, seeing this child suffer like this. It was too much. And I said, Lord Jesus, you are the creator. Let this child breathe normally in Jesus' name. The doctors had done all kind of activities that failed to fix this problem. Listen to me. And they said this child was going to live like this the rest of their life. We're going to have something helping them breathe, whatever. And they say it was 50-50. The child, they did not know how long the child was going to live. So I took the baby, held the baby in my hands. And said, Lord, let this child breathe normally. In Jesus' name. That's all I said. I gave the baby back to the godmother. And the godmother took the baby back. Listen to me. The Lord heard my prayer. A few months later, I believe it was about 60 days, about 2 months, I don't remember. The godmother came back with the child. And there were no tubes. No tubes. And I said, what happened? Is this the child I prayed for? Because the child was totally changed. I said, yes. And I said, what did the doctor say? He said, the doctor said, everything is normal. There's no need for tubes. Everything is what? Normal. And the child is so much healthy and comes almost at every service. No tubes. Healthy forever. That man called Jesus will fix your problem tonight. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? The way I held that baby in my hands, that's how the Lord holds us in his hands. When you're going through that pain, when I lay hands on people that are suffering from cancer, I speak to the cancer because the Lord is speaking to the cancer through me. And the cancer is removed. That's why I want to remind you, and he told me that to always remind the people that the glory belongs to him. Because of the miracles he's doing are so crazy, unusual. You talk about body parts growing back, breasts growing back, the doctor cut off because of the cancer. Unusual miracles, hair growing back. People are getting organs put back in their body. One woman went for a surgery. They took out an organ. God put an organ right there. I told her to go back to the doctor. They ran the test. They found another organ in there. And they asked her, how did you put this one? Now, how can you, doctor, ask such a stupid question? Of course, the doctors took the organ out and then God put the organ back. So the woman didn't put the organ back. Somebody said, the Lord be glorified. So I asked this lady, what did the doctors tell you? They said they found it there. And they said, how did I put it there? She said, I don't know. They just prayed for me. I said, You came from the glory land. Somebody said, hallelujah. She happened to walk through the glory land. God put the organ back there, a new one. What about the woman? Listen to this. I got to share this testimony for some of you because you have never been to a meeting before. It was in Derry Beach. These cameras were rolling and some of these guys were there. You could talk to them. They'll tell you that. A woman had an accident that broke her leg. And because of her sugar, because of her diabetes condition, they were scared to do surgery because they thought she was going to die from it. And she was also anemic that they couldn't find the veins. So I prayed for the veins to enlarge to become normal. Somebody say hallelujah. It, just like I did yesterday, you saw, I sat on a chair. Because the Lord is a judge. Somebody say amen. How many of you know that nothing can stop him from being a judge? Perfect. He's the best judge. So she sat on a chair and I began to proclaim. I commanded the veins to increase in stature. They began to increase. And I said, the second thing I prayed for, I prayed that God will take the broken bone out and put a new bone in her leg. And the Lord answered my prayer. When she went for a checkup, the doctors, they poked, they were doing some tests. The vein was right there. They didn't have to go search for it. It was right there. I said, what happened to you? Oh, hallelujah. Then they did the x-ray and they found that the leg was new. It was no longer broken. It was totally newborn. Newborn. We have all the medical reports. Newborn. God put a newborn there. You know, when God does such great things for the doctors, they get scared of being sued. They get scared of being what? One woman took that secret place book for a brother who had cancer. And sent this book to a brother to read it. When the brother read about the Prince of God, the Shekinah walked into that man's life. The cancer was flushed out. When the doctor couldn't find the cancer, I said, what happened? And she said, I read the book. I said, what? I need that book too. Somebody say hallelujah. God can change the situation just like that. Somebody say hallelujah. He can do the same for you. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. If your situation has been cursed, God is going to bless it. And once the blessing comes, the curse cannot stay. Glory to God. Some of you are anemic. God's going to increase your blood level. Next time you go for a check, no more anemic. Somebody say hallelujah. Get ready for that. I speak creative miracles. I speak creative miracles in the atmosphere. In the atmosphere. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say my miracles here. Are you ready for creative miracles? Organs are going to be put back in you. People with this. Listen to me. One woman came to my service with an oxygen tank. I don't like those tanks. They look so scary. I mean, she's rolling this tank in the service. And every time I'm preaching, I look at the tank. I say, Lord, what's the tank doing here? What is this tank doing here? The amazing King of Glory moved and took this tank situation fixed. And then the doctor told her, you don't need it no more. Next time she walked in my service, she had no tank. I said, hallelujah! Thank you, because the tank is not here. We get the Holy Ghost tank. We don't need no oxygen tank. In Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly, our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.